Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, February is Heart Month. And so for all of us who have a heart, well, there's good reason to celebrate. More importantly, it's an opportunity to pay close attention to what makes for a healthy heart, which, as we all should know by now, comes down to lifestyle. More on that in a minute. The Heart Association, the American Heart Association, does tremendous work through its Go Red for Women campaign. And it's all aimed at raising awareness of the particular risks women face when it comes to heart disease and stroke. Today, I'm proud to say I'm joined by Dr. Stacy Fisher, who is the Director of Women's and Complex Heart Disease of the University of Maryland School of Medicine. Dr. Fisher, welcome to Clear Path. Let's break this down a bit. What are the particular factors that women face, different perhaps than what men face? We always think of men as those being at the greatest risk of heart disease, when in fact, it's the number one killer in women.
1 in 3 women die of heart disease, and people just don't realize that. So one of the biggest risk factors is that women have heart disease and don't understand the signs and symptoms. They often present older with more comorbidities at the time they present. They may have diabetes or high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and it's when you have many of those together that you're really at the highest risk.
So there are many sides to this. One is, of course, prevention. It's another thing, though, to recognize your risk factors or the symptoms. So let's talk about recognition, early recognition.
So one of the first things is to actually know what your own individual risk is, to talk to your doctor, what is my risk? What are my numbers? Especially if you have increased risk or have a family history of risk, look for signs and symptoms. So if you're not able to keep up with the things that you would normally do, if you're getting tired earlier than you normally would, you can't complete the activities that you normally would, look for a reason for that. If there isn't a reason, you really do want to get evaluated and see, is it my heart that is not able to keep up or doesn't have the reserve that it normally would have? Things like tightness, pressure, nausea may happen, but the thing that almost always happens is just the inability to keep up. It's a good idea just to call your regular primary care provider and say, how urgent is this?
I always say if you're driving on 83 North and your car starts to sputter and slow down or make a funny noise, first thing you're going to do is get it to the shop the next day or as soon as you can. But people often dismiss these signs.
Right. And the question often is, do you have to go right to the shop or could you go to work in the shop the next day? Many of the women actually will show up the next day having had a heart attack. So we actually do want people to present early if they have concerns that they're having a heart attack.
You mentioned knowing your numbers, and that has to do with cholesterol counts and blood pressure and blood sugar.
So knowing your blood sugar and having a healthy diet is very, very important. Knowing your cholesterol, your family history of cholesterol, and treating cholesterol is very important. And part of that is a diet that's low in cholesterol and good in the healthy fats, low in the bad fats. And blood pressure, there are new guidelines actually recommending lower blood pressure goals, both to prevent heart disease and to prevent dementia.
It's one thing to recognize the symptoms. It's another thing to do good prevention all along. Let's say you haven't had a healthy lifestyle.
So one is physical activity. You really want regular physical activity. At least 30 minutes of aerobic activity 3 days a week is an absolute minimum. Number two would be healthy diet. Low fat, baked, broiled, grilled, nothing fried, lots and lots of fruits and vegetables. And three is really know your numbers, get your checkups, look for heart disease signs in both men and women. But don't forget the women.
Great advice at www.goredforwomen.org. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.